Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A very popular youth sporting event is returning for the 18th year as the Northumberland YMCA is again hosting its kids' duathlon next month in Campbellford and Cobourg. Children of all ages can participate in a swimming and running event. Fundraising will help mothers and newborns with free YMCA memberships and support construction of a new pavilion in Campbellford.
This is a lot of fun. It's been going for a number of years. Our friend Jessica Frazier put this together a while back. And what she did was she gave an opportunity for little people to participate in a duathlon. So a swim and a run. Two things that I like doing, and it's really fun to see little people doing it as well. And actually not so little, because there's some teens in there as well.
So I know there's a fundraising goal, and that's a portion of the proceeds go to certain programs. Let's talk about your goal, and then we'll talk about the programs.
We are at a $10,000 fundraising goal. We're doubling our goal because we're doubling the fun this year at the Strong Kids Duathlon and having it on two separate dates in two separate places.
First, you're doing Campbellford. Yeah, you're doing Campbellford first. How's the registration going for that program?
It's a little slow. Yeah. We want to encourage folks to come out. It's so much fun, as Rod was saying. It's a non-competitive event and an opportunity for kids to swim and run in a race for the first time in their lives with nothing but good stuff, cheering on and positive energy.
Now, that Campbellford race, what date and time?
The Campbellford race is happening Thursday, August 13th from 5 p.m. It starts till about 8 p.m. and it's happening at the Campbellford YMCA on Seymour Quarry Road.
And then the second event in Cobourg
is happening down by the Cobourg waterfront in Centennial Pool and through Victoria Park. And that's on August 20th, so the following Thursday.
Right on. And what are the funds raised will go to two programs. Let's get into that. What are those two programs?
They're going to be for the Mothers of Newborns program, which is an amazing program that we run through YMCA in Northumberland. It gives moms and their babies free membership for the first year of the baby's life, plus access to special baby mom programs. It allows them to get out, stay active, connect with other moms, for babies to connect with other babies. It's a phenomenal program that is unique to YMCA in Northumberland. It was just profiled in the World Council that happened in Toronto this past week as one of the exciting new projects that is happening at the Y. So we want to support that program and keep it running. And we're also raising funds for our camp initiatives in Campbellford specifically. We want to raise money to build a camp pavilion in Campbellford so kids that are in our camps can enjoy more fun and activities outside.
Those are both two great programs. I'm really appreciative of the Moms and Babies program because it's a barrier-free program to get moms out and into more of a positive setting, because we know sometimes there could be some complications after birth, and you guys are trying to promote healthier access to other programs. So good for you. How do I register for this?
You can go to the YMCA website, which is ymcanrt.org.
The duathlon is super fun to go, not just to participate, but also to watch. We have people who come down every year and just get a kick out of seeing kids swimming and running and just enjoying themselves. The smiles are fantastic. It's contagious just to see what's going on down at the park.
I see you're wearing a pretty sweet shirt. Do I get one of those if I sign up?
Not this year. This one's an antique.
It's antique, eh?
It is. Oh, you get a custom ribbon for participating and that good feeling of doing something active and healthy. One of the nice things of the event, we accept all levels. So some kids are a little anxious about the swim. So the really wee ones, young ones, they get to use some flotation devices. We have all our lifeguards there present to make sure everyone's safe. And then when they pop out of the pool, they go for a nice run and different distances for different age groups. It will all be on the website.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.